Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my own joy may be in you, and your joy be complete. This is my commandment, love one another as I have loved you. A man can have no greater love than to lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I shall not call you servants anymore, because a servant does not know his master's business. I call you friends because I have made known to you everything I have learned from my Father. You did not choose me, no, I chose you, and I commissioned you to go out and to bear fruit, fruit that will last. And then the Father will give you anything you ask him in my name. What I command you is to love one another." The Gospel of the Lord. So this evening we're going to reflect on the Our Father, and Pope Francis gave parts of this address in Romania in 2019. Each time we say Our Father, we state that the word Father cannot stand on its own apart from Our. United in Jesus' prayer, we are also united to his experience of love and intercession, which leads us to say, "My Father and your Father, my God and your God." We are invited to make my hour and our to become a prayer. To you, Father, who art in heaven, a heaven that embraces all in all, which gives rise to the sunrise of the good and the evil, on the just and the unjust, we implore peace and harmony that here on earth we have failed to preserve. We wish to hallow your name, placing it at the heart of all that we do. May your name, Lord, not ours, be the one that moves and awakens us in an exercise of charity. How many times in our prayer do we limit ourselves to asking for gifts and listening requests, forgetting that the first thing we should do is praise your name, adore you, and then go on to acknowledge in our brothers and sisters whom you have placed at our side a living image of you. We wait in expectation of your kingdom to come. We ask for it and we long for it, because we see the workings of this world do not favor it, organized around money, personal interest and power, sunken as we are in an increasing frenetic consumerism that entices us with glittering but fleeting realities. We ask your help. We ask your help, Father, to believe that what we pray for, that we will give up the comfortable security of power, the deceptive allure of worldliness, and the vain consumption of our own self-sufficiency, the hypocrisy of cultivating experience. In this way, we will not lose sight of the kingdom that you summons us to. Thy will be done, not our will. God's will is that all should be saved. And so we broaden our horizons, Father, lest we place our own limits on your merciful will that wishes to embrace everyone. Help us, Father, by sending us, as at Pentecost, the Holy Spirit, the source of courage and joy, to impel us to preach the good news of the Gospel beyond the confines of the community to which we belong, our own language, our own culture, and our own nation. Each day we need Jesus as our daily bread. He is the bread of life that makes us realize that we are beloved sons and daughters, and makes us free that it makes us feel no longer isolated and orphaned. He is the bread of service, broken to serve us and asking us to serve one another in return. Father, as you give us our daily bread, strengthen us to reach out and serve our brothers and sisters. The bread we ask today is also the bread of which so many people are lacking, while a few have more than enough. The Our Father is a prayer that leaves us troubled and crying out in protest against the famine of love in our time, against the individualism and indifference that profane your name. Help us to hunger to be freely of ourselves. Each time we pray, we ask that our trespasses, our debts, be forgiven. These take courage, for it means that we must forgive the trespasses of others, the debts that others have incurred in our regard. We need to find the strength to forgive our brothers or sister from the heart, just as you, Father, forgive our trespasses, to leave the past behind and together to embrace the present. And when the evil that lurks at the doorway of our heart makes us want to close in on ourselves, we must feel more strongly the essence of the sin that draws us from you and from our neighbour. Help us to recognise in every one of our brothers and sisters a source of support on our common journey. Inspire us to have the courage to say together the Our Father. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us